It is something which you can experience here. Therefore, it can be very clear. Bahishpragnyatva is my wrong understanding. In order to remove it, it actually does Bahishpragnyatva and Vaishwadra, and then removes it. Everywhere it is so. Hey, what does it say? Brahman is Nimittakarana, it will say. After all, when you actually analyze everything, it is happening. Brahma is not Nimittakarana. I think you have understood. So, Adhyaropa is, oh, in order to correct my wrong ideas, it temporarily accepts something it does. This is actually a bit of proof. So now, we come to the next stage. Now, in Jagrat, the senses are working, the mind is also working, but the body is also working. Now what happens is, the senses get tired. Okay. Therefore, first the senses stop functioning. But the mind continues to be active. So what happens is, only the mind works. How can the mind work if it is alone? It's really not alone. It has got memory. Therefore now, the manas is wandering in outside things. All their record is there in Chitta. No, it wanders there itself. I think I got the point.
Yeah.
Manas is wandering outside. Now all the record is there in Chitta. So the manas wanders there. Therefore, I go on seeing only inside memories. That appears, it looks like an object. There is no object there. It appears like an object. Now see this. You will not mind if you are simply actively dealing with people, going to market, you don't understand. But sit alone. If you sit alone, go on thinking. Now go on thinking, there will be high concentration there. Now you are dealing only with it. Only memories coming and going. At that time you are really not aware of the outside. But now, what is the difference between actually dream and this is daydreams? You know daydream. What is the difference between the two? See, Indriyas are not actually stopping. Know that. There, clearly they have stopped, Indriyas. Therefore, the objects are more realistic than in daydreams. More realistic. Therefore, I go on seeing, wandering in my own memories and see all. Indriyanam uparame. Mano uparatam yadi. Sevate vishayaneva.
Sevate vishayaneva.
Tadvidyat svapna darshanam.
Tadvidyat svapna darshanam.
Indriyanam uparame. When the indriyas have been taking rest, mano anuparatam yadi, the manas is active. Sevate vishayaneva. Vishayaneva. Something like vishayaneva. Tadvidyat svapna. Therefore, that is called svapna. Now, there is one remarkable feature. You don't think of it at all. It happens every day. Nobody bothers to look at it. But the most mysterious thing. Now see, during Swapna, there is absolutely no scope for light entering into insight. There is no scope at all. If you are sleeping at the night and putting out the light and all that, there is no question of light. Even outside it is not there. You have closed your eyes and you also slept. So even if light is there, it cannot enter. In spite of it, you see mid-afternoon there. You see all the lights, colorful lights. And the question is, from where is this light coming? There's the question. I'll tell you one very interesting incident. A boy is hardly 5 years. I don't know in future how he will be. Extraordinarily delicate question he asks. Extraordinary. Ma, temperature, ma'am, tell me, ma, you can't also speak fluently. If you close eyes, we can't see, is it not? What is the big question? If you close eyes, you don't see. To see, it must be open, is it not? Yes. What is the big thing you are asking? My thing is, when I'm sleeping, closing my eyes, while I'm seeing everything, how? She was stunned. My mother told, really, I don't know, I will ask. You are just letting me know. Is it not such a basic question? in our daily experience? Have we ever given a thought to it? It's all the result of extraordinary influence of stupid downside. They are so damn pleased in the mystery of the outside. Look here at this microwave, your phone. It does so many things, you have a computer. Wondering. He doesn't wonder inside. So now, that question needs to be answered. Therefore, what is the light? So, now see, by light, what do we understand? We all know, this is light. Which means what? What's its definition? Definition is, the rupa means the color or the shape. The rupa of an object is known only if there is light. If light is not there, I can't see. Therefore, what is light? Prakasha. Prakasha is that with which, only with which, you can see things. Without which, you cannot see things. Therefore, light is necessary and also sufficient to see things. Now, expand this definition. Same definition, expand. Light in general is that which in its presence you can understand things. In its absence you cannot understand. Prakasha is that in whose presence you can understand things. In whose absence you cannot understand things. This is the extension of the definition. Are you following? Now, what we are searching for is, what is the light in dreams? Therefore we are investigating. Now see, this is the light in order to see the table. In its absence I cannot see. Now see, now this is the object. Now that itself is the object. The tube itself is the object. In the presence of what you can see it, in the absence of which you cannot see it, what is it? There is something. If it is there, you can see it. If it is not there, you can't see it. What is it?
Eyes.
Is it alright? Therefore, in order to see this, that is the light. In order to see that, this is the light. Understood? Next. I also understand the eyes. My own eyes. Now, with which, in whose presence I can understand the eye, in whose absence I cannot understand the eyes. Mind. Therefore, mind is the prakasha for the indriyas. Now understand the mind also? Therefore, which is the prakasha for the mind? Buddhi. Buddhi is there, it can otherwise not. What is the prakasha for this ahankara? For this buddhi? Ahankara. Ahankara is there? Oh, I am knowing my buddhi. It was taking good decisions previously. Now it is not taking. I make this comment. Therefore, the prakasha of the buddhi has become the ahankara. In fact, I also say, in young age, there is a lot of ahankara. Now it has subsided. All old people say that. Therefore, what is the light for looking at ahankara? Myself. Who is this me? Pratyekatma. I think it's clear. Therefore, what is really happening is this. Chitta is there. Chitta has recorded these things. When it records even with light. When I am seeing the pictures, ball and all that, along the light. That is recorded, with light. But with light it is only a feeling. I cannot see it as an outside object. When can I see it as an outside object? When the film is exposed to light and projected. Is it not so? Therefore, in dreams, though there is only smriti, it has been illumined by the prakasha of Pratyekatman, and so the mind is able to see that as different. Has it become clear? Therefore, even there, really the object is not an outside object, everything is my own mind. Everything is my own mind. But I feel that's a different object. In dream, after I wake up, everything was only my own mind. After waking up. But there, it is not so. There, because only my mind itself is there cannot be jnatrutva, normally. Did you follow the sentence? See what I'm saying? See, there are objects outside. With the mind, I am grasping. Therefore, I am the knower, that is the known. Then objects at all. Therefore, where is it known and knower? There cannot be. Everything is mind itself. Followed or not? Therefore, though there cannot be a knower, in the absence of outside object. Knowing means what? No, another object. It's not another object. It's my own memory. There our mind is seeing itself. Mind is myself. Therefore, I am seeing myself. Therefore, there should be no jnatritva, but it is there. Don't I feel that I am seeing things? Have all of you, has it become clear to everybody? No, see. Now, a stunning question comes. What you are telling is, the moment you say jnata, there is tirupati. What is tirupati? The knower, the known, and the knowledge. Jnaya, jnata, jnana. These three are there. Okay. Now, there is no jnaya. Therefore, there should not be jnata. But jnata is there. How? Oh. Are you following or not? Are you following or not? Huh?
Can't we say that the mind itself becomes jnana and jnaya?
Then in that case, you are telling mind itself. At that time, I don't see mind is becoming. I am seeing all this. Therefore, what you say, what you are explaining it, no. But at that time, it is not so. The stunning question is the following. If the objects are there, then you are jnata. If the objects are not there, then also you are jnata. What is this foolish thing? I mean, it's not there. Something wrong with me, basically. Otherwise, I won't be committing such a most basic elementary fault. You are telling, I am saying the things are different. Okay, granted. There are no things outside, but still I am feeling. What does it show? It shows that the very sense of jnatritva, there is something faulty there. It's not correct. Something is wrong. It is to be analyzed more. Have you understood or not? I will repeat. All very reasonable to say I am jnata. Why? Because there are objects I am knowing. It's my experience. Therefore I am jnata. Okay. There are no objects, but still you are jnata. What does this mean? Therefore, in my mind, there is something very, very really wrong. Basically wrong. Therefore, you can only say this much, that jnatritva is my own wrong imagination. Whether there are objects or no objects, I feel I am jnata. Therefore, the sense that I am a jnata is wrong. Okay. See, we'll get from another point. You decided yourself to be jnata, knower, because there is a jnaya. Only in relation to that you told you are jnata and that is jnaya. In other words, what is happening is, jnaya decides jnata and jnata decides jnaya. They have mutual dependence. Jnaya decides jnata, jnata decides jnaya. Therefore, jnata and jnaya are mutually dependent. What does it mean? In that, where is Rama's house? By the side of Bhima's house. Where is Bhima's house? By the side of Rama's house. What do I know? I know neither Rama's house nor Bhima's house. This is Anyonyashrayi Dosha. That is, you have not told anything. There is no meaning in this statement. What is the statement? Statement is, there is jnaya, therefore jnata. I am telling. Unlike this itself. Because there is jnaya, I have concluded I am jnata. Because I am jnata, I have concluded it is jnaya. Therefore, they are mutually dependent, which is standard. Have you seen any psychologist asking this question? Therefore, just don't attach too much importance to this researchers outside, done outside. Okay, in physics and chemistry it is alright. In everything else, it's all childish. Therefore, see, this mutual dependence is more severe. How can you know? Mandi Karikakana points out. Godabada. See, am I seeing the chair as it is? Or chair is like what I am seeing. I am giving a certificate for myself. The chair is red. It is this shape. I am told this. No, that is, on the basis of my certificate, its redness, its shape is decided. No, my decision depends upon what? It has supplied me the color and the shape. Therefore, I have decided. Therefore, is that decided by me, or I am decided by that? Understood the question? Therefore, this jnata-jnaya difference itself is basically wrong. At any time in any Vedanta class, have you heard this? Full of Mandukya, it is only full of this. Nobody tells. I fail to understand. The most profound things are never told.
Swami, okay, whatever you said is right. But the drishya depends on the jnana. Always it should exist in jnana. Because in the absence of drishya, the jnana is there.
That is not being denied.
The status of jnana, that is dependent Unless.
See, for instance, that is Jada, this is Chetana. Difference is there, no doubt about that. The question is, now we are asking, even this Jnata we are questioning. You say you are standing on your own right. Okay, who are you? In fact, you have defined yourself by that. And you are also telling that I am deciding that. Is that deciding you or you are deciding that? Karikakaras, this is Lakshana Shunya. That is, you have not told anything. It is an empty statement. Therefore, don't take Jnatrutva as something very fundamental and proceed. You have to question it. I can follow it. Now, what the point we are doing? I am simply totally convinced and I have no doubt that I am the knower. Vedantas, don't be in such a great hurry. You will investigate and then decide. So now, this Prakasha is there Pratyagatmas. In Pratyagatmas Prakasha, everything is being noticed even in Jagrat. But because I just don't know anything about Pratyagatman, I don't even recognize its existence unless Shankaracharya asks me to do. He asks me, he does this way, see this, then you see. Otherwise, who will care to see whether I was there or not in deep sleep? So now, in Jagrat also it is the same Prakash. I'll tell you one instance. I think you must have heard of Rob Oppenheimer.
Yes.
Now he was the very, very big scientist, and Oppenheimer himself is not that top scientist, but he was an excellent manager, super. He was a very good scientist, no doubt about that. But very, very big scientist. So it had to be tested, atom bomb to be tested. So in the Nevada desert, at a great distance they are exploring it. Here is a steel room, well protected. Then there is a small window, that is also some special glass or whatever it is. Then our Oppenheimer has to press the button and test explode. So obviously, yes, he is the first man to see. What happened was, I was near there. Already, now we can do this. 1, 2, 3. He pressed it, see, pressed it. Came back. He didn't see even for 1/4 of a second. He just came back. Then he says, Divisuriya sarsa bhavet divadutthita yadi bhasavriji sasyat bhasasta smahampana Shloka in Bhagavad Gita. When Vishwarupa was shown, it was equal to Divisuriya sarsa bhavet divadutthita. It was as if 1,000 sons were born at once. He knew something about our philosophy. He tells this. Vayantarindhi says, now you know that even Surya is created only by Pratyatman. It's only his light, his heat, everything is there. Therefore, this is his Prakasha. Now, here, who is this Samashti? This is Vyashti. The Samashti is Taijasa. Tell it.
Taijasa.
The first Samashti is Vaishvanara. The second Samashti is Taijasa. You can roughly take it like this. Vaishvanara is Prajapati. Taijasa is Hiranyagarbha. Now, this Hiranyagarbha is the collective. The question is this. Shastra says, Swapnasthana. It describes Tejasa. He is Swapnasthana. What does it mean? It is he who controls the Swapnas of everyone. Vaishvanara doesn't enter here. Vaishvanara is only concerned with the sthula. He is only with regard to mind. So, Tejasa, Hiranyagarbha. Now, how do you say that he is handling? Vaishvanara is handling, I can understand. You know, so much of activity has to take place. In fact, scientists are extremely puzzled and they don't know how to keep the next step forward to that extent. The circuits inside, they are so complex, they are not able to make out anything. Sometimes they come in loops. What does the loop mean? What is achieving? Nobody. So, this activity is being done by Otejasa. But in the case of mind, what is the activity of Otejasa? In what sense you say, the Tejasa is controlling our dreams? Say no. After all, what is a dream? Dream is only our own memory. All the Jagrat world is recorded and I see it in my own memories. Therefore, Shastra also says, and we also know, it is my own creation. Na tatrartha, na ratha yoga, na panthano bhavati. Atartha, ratha yoga, patas srijate. There are no rathas. Ratha yoga, there are nothing like horses. The panthana, there are roads. But I create horses, roads, and Ratha, everything like that. So you make it. But you see, everybody gets dream which he doesn't want to get. That is also true.
Yes.
If it is my own creation, it is under my control. It is not so. What does it mean? How is it my control? How is it my srishti? Therefore, you say my srishti, it is in what sense? It is in this sense. This memory here, that itself I see. Memory I am connected. Therefore, what memory I actually see is decided by it. It is like this. Somebody makes the film, okay, and distributes. And the manager decides which film is to be shown. He will have so many, is it not so? Simply. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha is the control of dream, control of everything.
Taitasa.
Taitasa is Hiranyagarbha. So, he is Swapnastha. That is, he, the collective, stays here in the individual and controlling the dreams. That is why sadhakas, they should take hints from their swapna. Live common people, happy, sweet dreams they will say and live. Know that. For sadhaka, the moment there is something wrong, swapna, it may be bhaya, it may be kama, it may be krodha, whatever it is, you will get a hint also. There's a good opportunity for me to correct myself. Therefore, immediately wake up, be careful. No, this thing, this is wrong in me. It should be rectified. Therefore, I prevent it. I control my anger. I control my lust. The more and more I do, actually see, Swapnasthana, how you see, the more and more I do, at some stage, you succeed. That is, he helps, he removes. There won't be bad Swapnas. That is his blessing. Therefore, he is Jagratasthana. Then you see, he is Antaprajna. Antaprajna means only seeing in words. Ekavanapamshitmukha. We are getting jnana. All these doors are necessary. The prana, pancha prana should be working. Pancha karma indira, pancha jnana indira. And manabuddhichitta ankara. All these 19 will have contributed to the dreams. Therefore, he ekavanapamshitmukha. There, Vaishvanara, all these are sthula. But now, coming to the mind, it is sukshma. For instance, what it means is, this much you definitely know. The body which is moving there, is not this body, obvious. The body is sleeping here. But corresponding to the body, there is a body in the memory. That is it. Similarly, the indriyas are not working here, but they are working there. So those indriyas are the sukshma form of these indriyas. That is, in the order of creation, sequence of creation, the first come in the buddhi of Hiranyagarbha, and then they are given a grass form in the care after Vaishvanara comes. Is it not so? Similarly, here also. And it's clear. The indriyas are there. Similarly, there are karma indriya. Similarly, there are pranas. Prana, see, the body will be doing normal breathing here. But there it may be doing pranayama. That is, in this ekavanapamshati mukha, the body, the indriyas and the prana, dasha indriya and prana, they are all sukshma rupa. But manabuddhishtha ankara, they are the same as a working jaga. That is not different. I think it's clear. Now, a lot of imagination would be here. Imagination means what? Depending on the smriti, I dream. Now, anything may happen with it. In fact, there may be a punya karya or a papa karya. But we all know nobody punishes by having a papa karya in dream. I am not rewarded if a punya karya is done in dream. Everybody knows. Therefore, papa and punya only sees but not perform that. Suppose I donate a large amount in swapna. It's not any big dana. So now, this is about punya and papa. See, next what happens? Depending on our samskara, okay, we can also build up. The best example that comes to my memory is this rasa. In rasa krida, see carefully, in Bhagavatam, as is there in Bhagavatam, I will report first. What happened was, gopis are sleeping. It was in the dead of night. Sleeping is not mentioned there. In the dead of night. And at what? They heard the sound of Venugana. Immediately what happened, gopis were, some of them were serving food, the left hand ran. Somebody washing clothes, left hand ran. Somebody was cooking, left hand ran. Somebody was feeding children, breastfeeding, the left hand went there. Okay, they went away there, dead of night, and they went to that place where they heard the tree. Krishna descends from there. Then he asked, why? Are you in any trouble? You want my help? Because every time there Asurakam, Shakatasura, Disasura, Bakasura, he has dealt with them. Therefore, they did not answer anything. They were time scratching the ground with their toes. Then he understood. Then what he told, he just scolded them. Is it right for a Kurina stree to come and meet a Parapurusha? Is it right, Anurupal? In the dead of night? It's not correct. He scolded them. Then they started crying. Then he told, no, don't cry, don't cry. We will play Ras. And they indulged in Ras. Now, in Ras, their behavior of Krishna is very adult behavior. Then he eats Tambula. And somebody, he wants to spit it out. Some gopi comes, please don't spit out, you give it to me. So he spits in the bag. Then the Kamal Pushpa lotus have all blossomed. And there is excellent moonlight. Rasa going. And the Rasa has ended. After this beautiful description, after the narration of it by Yuka, Parikshit tells, Guruji, you told Krishna is God. But no, his behavior is not good. How should I understand it? Then Yuka says, all of you repeat, Tejiyasamna doshaha. He says, this is not a fault for Tejiyas, whatever it is. This is not a fault for Tejiyas. Then he explains further, two, three stanzas. In the fourth stanza he says, look at the Mahima of Krishna. In the morning, when they get up and see, all the gopis are sleeping by the side of gopas only. This is also. Now, from this last sentence, you can guess something. Is it not so? What is the guess?
All this happened only in dreams.
Only dream? No, this is a guess. It must be proved also. See, women certainly don't run away in midnight like this. Nobody. More than that. Nobody in midnight. They will not be washing clothes. They will not be cooking. They will not be serving food. And they will not be applying the kajal. It is not one gopi was applying kajal. One nahi was over. Otherwise, was remaining. She ran away. Nobody applies at that time. Therefore, all this is not correct. Then there is actually one thing more. In Mahabharata, the Sarajaya has to be done. At the time of Rajaya, everybody asks, who is to be worshipped in the beginning? Agra Puja. Oh, Vyasa, Bhishma, all these people recommend Krishna. He is the greatest person you have to be. So, they all agree and want to do. At the time, Shishupala. Who is he? He is nobody. He is a useless fellow. And he goes on condemning him. And condemns him in various adjectives. But he has not mentioned this. He was waiting to give anything. Such a serious thing if it had happened, would he not have reported it? He has not reported it. So now, it must be a dream. And in night times, lotuses will never blossom. Even in moonlight, it doesn't blossom. And Krishna, at the age of 7, he will not be munching tambura, even in Bihar. Therefore, this is a dream. Now the clinching proof is here. For Tejiyada, it is not dosha for Tejiyada. All the commentators are from Devatas. For Devatas, it is not wrong. For Devatas also it is wrong. You know Indra got thrashed. You know Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara wanted to misbehave with Anasuya and they suffered. Know that. How do you say for Devatas it is not fault? Everywhere such things are. That's why I say you must be a little careful when people are interpreting. Now see what exactly is Tejiya. Tejiya is ESM. Yes. It's a comparative game. What is it? More Tejasvi. Tejiya means what? More Tejasvi. Baliya. More strong. No. Vaishvanara is himself Tejasvi. no doubt about it. He is understanding everything. But Tejasa in Swapna, he is Tejasvi Tara, because without the help of outside lights he is seeing. Therefore, and it is in Swapna, whatever may happen, it is not dosha. Shastra itself says, whatever happens in Swapna is not accounted as dosha. For a mukshu it is dosha, he wants to remove. That's a different matter. He is not punished for that. So now the proof is complete. Incidentally, before getting approval, I would not have announced it. So top people, Bhag Pandits in the country, including in Vrindavan, the topmost man who teaches Bhagavatam for all the people there, including sannyasis. So when this was told, I was extremely happy. It was very good, very correct. So, why don't they say, let there be a clarification of rasa and also understand the implications of the aspects of Swapna. Now, he is also Ekonam Chitmula, then she is not sthula book. Vaishvanara is sthula book. What is sthula book mean? Shabda, sparsha, rupa, sagandha are all sthula. That is, you have to start experiencing it through your grass body, sthula sharira. There is no sthula sharira there. There is only the mind. Therefore, his enjoyments are only sukshma. Shabda, sparsha, rupa, sagandha, they are all sukshma. This is called pravidikta book. Pravidikta. Vidikta is separation. Pravidikta, well separated. In fact, another Upanishad, Vidikta Tara, it is true. See the meaning of that. The meaning is, for the body, the food is what? The solid food weight. What happens? You know that. When this food is digested, after digestion, it splits into three parts. The sthula part, mala, goes out. The middle part goes to the mamsa, developed mamsa, that is flesh. And the third, subtlest part goes to the mind. Therefore, the ahara that is there, it is for the mind. Is it not so? Therefore, this is pravyakta tara. Therefore, in this sense. Then you have ekoram chitimukha, the same thing. Then you have saptanga. Taisa is also saptanga. Vaishvanara is also saptanga. But all the saptangas are sthula, sthula jagat. And there is a sukshma jagat. Therefore, now, sukshma jagat means, the moment you say saptanga, it is covering the entire universe. Of course, in the subtle universe now. I am following. Therefore, the question arises, Vyashti is antaprajna, because I know the moment I get up. Only inside of me it was. This analysis is done after getting up. Now, what is Anta, what is Apakhya? For Hiranyagarbha or Vaishvanara, yes, they are spread everywhere. That is in the Sula Jagat and this is in the Sukhma Jagat. Therefore, there is nothing like Bahya or Antarya inside of us. Therefore, how did you call him as Antaprajna? Taisa cannot be Antaprajna. Taisa cannot be Sukhma book also. It doesn't change anything. Okay. Now, remember, the same question was raised in the case of Jagrat also. Vaishvanara is Saptanga. Therefore, there is nothing like Bahya and Antarya. Therefore, how can he become Vaishpragna? The question was there. Identically, the question is. And the answer is also identical. Namely, Hiranyagarbha is not Antaprajna. Vaishvanara is not Vaishpragna. Taisa is not Antaprajna. Vaishvanara is not Sthula book. He is not Sukshma book. But why is it told? It is done Adhyaropa. That is, the individual's Antaprajnatvam, Sukshma Bhaktivattvam, it is done Adhyaropa on Taishasa. Why? Because the result is always connected with activity. I am getting the Prajna, that is the result. The action is mind is working. But mind is working because of Taishasa, not because of me. Therefore, you sit and see there. The same Hiranyagarbha is working in everybody's dream. As a result of that, in each mind there is some memory. Each mind there is another dream. How can you claim this one is mine? The action is there, the result is there. Both are kshetra. Therefore, when I understand this, by sitting in Tejasa, then I will lose my antaprajnatva. What does it mean? Antaprajnatva was a mithyajnana out of my own ignorance. ಸಿವಿಲಿ ಬಹಿಷ್ಪ್ರಜ್ಞತ್ವ ಅಸ್ ಎ ಮಿಥ್ಯಾ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮೈ ಓನ್ ಇಗ್ನರೆನ್ಸ್. ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಗ್ನರೆನ್ಸ್? ಐ ಲಿಮಿಟ್ ಮೈಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಟು ದಿ ಬಾಡಿ. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಕಮ್ ನೌ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್. ಐ ಸೀ ದೇರ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಬಾಡಿ. ಆನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಗ್ರೌಂಡ್ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೇ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಬೈ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಎಲ್ಸ್? ದೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಐ ಗಿವ್ ಅಪ್ ಮೈ ಬಹಿಷ್ಪ್ರಜ್ಞತ್ವ, ಐ ಗಿವ್ ಮೈ ಅಂತಃಪ್ರಜ್ಞತ್ವ. ಇನ್ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ಟು ರಿಮೂವ್ ದಿಸ್, ದಿಸ್ ಅಧ್ಯಾರೋಪ ಇಸ್ ಡನ್. ದಿಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಜನರಲ್ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ವೇದಾಂತ. ಮಸ್ಟ್ ರೆಕಗ್ನೈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಇನ್ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ಟು ರಿಮೂವ್ ಮೈ ಇಗ್ನರೆನ್ಸ್ ಅಧ್ಯಾರೋಪ ಇಸ್ ಡನ್. ಫಾರ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಜ್ಞಾತಾ ಜ್ಞೇಯ ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸ್, ದಿಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಮಿಥ್ಯಾ ಜ್ಞಾನ. ಇನ್ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ಟು ರಿಮೂವ್ ಇಟ್ ಐ ಅಸ್ಯೂಮ್ ಭೇದ, ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಅಸ್ಯೂಮ್ಸ್ ಭೇದ. ಎಸ್ ಎಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಈಶ್ವರ, ಯು ಆರ್ ದೇರ್ ಜೀವ, ದಟ್ಸ್ ಅಧ್ಯಾರೋಪ. ಬಟ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಔಟ್ ದಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಮೈಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್, ದೆನ್ ಆಟೋಮ್ಯಾಟಿಕ್ಲಿ ಇಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ಯು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್. ನೌ ಸ್ವಪ್ನ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಈಹ ಪರ ಸಂಧಿ, ಸಂಧ್ಯಾ. ಸಂಧ್ಯಾ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಮೀಟಿಂಗ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ಲಿಂಕ್, ಎ ಲಿಂಕ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಜಾಗ್ರತ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸುಷುಪ್ತಿ. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಎ ಲಿಂಕ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ವೈಶ್ವಾದರ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈಶ್ವರ. ನೌ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದಟ್, ವಿ ಗೆಟ್ ಅವರ್ ಕರ್ಮ, ಯಾವ ಅವರ್ ಕರ್ಮ, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸಮ್ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಸೀ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಡ್ರೀಮ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ ಟು ಅಸ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ಯೂಚರ್. ಸಮ್ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೀ, ಓ ಹಿ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಗೋ ದೇರ್, ಬಟ್ ಹಿ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಸೀಸ್, ಹಿ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ ಐಡಿಯಾ. ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಈಹ ಪರ ಸಂಧಿ. ಸಂಧಿ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಜಾಯಿಂಟ್. ಸಿ ಸ್ವಪ್ನ ಈಸ್ ಸಟನ್ಲಿ ಅನ್ರಿಯಲ್, ದಸ್ ನೋ ಡೌಟ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಇಟ್, ಬಟ್ ಈ ಸ್ವಪ್ನ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಇಂಡಿಕೇಟ್ ರಿಯಲ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎಟ್ ಅಬ್ಸೆಟ್, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್. ಸಪೋಸ್ ಸಮ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಇಸ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಉಪಾಸನ, ದೋಸ್ ಉಪಾಸನಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಸ್ಟ್ರಿಕ್ಟ್. ಇವನ್ ದಿ ಥಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ತ್ರೀ ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕಮ್ ದೇರ್. ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಗಾನ್, ಒನ್ಸ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಯು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಸಪೋಸ್ ಈ ಸಕ್ಸೀಡ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಟ್, ದಿ ಇಂಡಿಕೇಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ಎ ಸ್ವಪ್ನ ಈ ಸೀಸ್ ಎ ಸ್ತ್ರೀ, ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್. ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಎನ್ ಇಂಡಿಕೇಷನ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಇಂಡಿಕೇಟ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಸಕ್ಸೀಡ್, ಯು ಆರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎನ್ ಇಂಡಿಕೇಟರ್. ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದಟ್, ಇನ್ ವೇದ ಇಟ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ 10 ಡ್ರೀಮ್ಸ್. ಒನ್ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಡ್ರೀಮ್ಸ್, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೈನ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಎಂಡ್. ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಡ್ರೀಮ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿಸ್, ಇನ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ವಪ್ನ ಹಿ ಸೀಸ್ ಎ ಬ್ಲ್ಯಾಕ್ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ವಿತ್ ಬ್ಲ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟೀತ್. ದೆನ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ಇಂಡಿಕೇಷನ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಎಂಡ್. ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಮ್ ನೋ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ದಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಇಂಡಿಕೇಷನ್. ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ 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 ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಅನ್ಕೋಟ್. ನಾವು ಲಾಂಗ್ ಅಗೋ ದರ್ ಆಸ್ ಒನ್ ಸ್ಪೈ, ದಿಸ್ ಸಮ್ ಕ್ರಿಮಿನಲ್ ವಾಸ್ ದೇರ್, ದಟ್ ಕ್ರಿಮಿನಲ್ ವಾಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕಾಟ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ವಾಸ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ಏಬಲ್ ಸ್ಪೈ, ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ದೇ ಗಿವ್ ದೇ ಗಿವ್ ಫುಲ್ ಫ್ರೀಡಮ್ ಫೈಂಡ್. ದೇ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸ್ಪೆಂಡ್ ಕ್ವೈಟ್ ಅ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಮನಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಟುಕ್ ಗ್ರೇಟೆಸ್ಟ್ ಪೇನ್ಸ್. 6 months, 1 year, ಯು ಸ್ಟ್ರಗಲ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್, ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪ್. ದೆನ್ ದ ಆಫೀಸರ್ ದಮ್ದರ್ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ಟು ಮಚ್ ಟ್ರಬಲ್, ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಟೇಕ್ ರೆಸ್ಟ್, ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಡೋಂಟ್ ವೆರಿ, ಫರ್ಗೆಟ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್, ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಟೇಕ್ ರೆಸ್ಟ್. ಸೊ ಡಿಸೈಡ್ ವೆರಿ ಗುಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ವಾಂಟೆಡ್, ಹಿ ಚೋಸ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ನ್ಯೂ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್, ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗಾನ್ ಟು ದ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಆಫ್. ದೆ ವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಎ ನ್ಯೂ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಬುಕ್ಡ್ ಎ ಹೋಟೆಲ್, ಟೆಂಟ್ ಸ್ಟೇ ದೇರ್. ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಡೇ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಹಿ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಫಿನಿಶ್ ಈಸ್ ಬ್ರೇಕ್ಫಾಸ್ಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಎ ವಾಕ್. ಈಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಎ ವಾಕ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ 5 minutes, ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪೆಕ್ಯುಲಿಯರ್ ಥಿಂಗ್, ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬಿಲ್ಡಿಂಗ್, ವೇರ್ ಡಿಡ್ ಐ ಸೀ ದಿಸ್ ನ್ಯೂ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎ ಓಲ್ಡ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್, ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನಾಟ್ ವಿಸಿಟೆಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್, ಐ ಡಿಡ್ ಐ ವಿಸಿಟ್ ಎನಿ ಟೈಮ್, ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬಿಲ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬಿಲ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದೇರ್. ದೆನ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ 4 or 5 ಹಿ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಅರೇ ಯಶ್ವಿ ಮೈ ಡ್ರೀಮ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್. ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ಹಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಮೋರ್ ಕೇರ್ಫುಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇ ವೆಂಟ್ ಆನ್ ವಾಚಿಂಗ್ ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಕೇರ್ಫುಲಿ. ಹಿ ಗೋಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಬಿಲ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅ ಬಿಗ್ ಹೋಟೆಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈ ಸಿಂಪ್ಲಿ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದೇರ್ ಸಮ್ ಅನ್ ಫೋರ್ ಥ್ರೋ ಆಫ್ ದ ಫ್ಲೋರ್ ಸಮ್ಡಿ ಈಸ್ ಲುಕಿಂಗ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್. ದಿ ಮೊಮೆಂಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ಕ್ಲೋಸ್ ದಿ ವಿಂಡೋ. ದಿಸ್ ಆ ದಿಸ್ ದ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸರ್ಚ್. ಸೊ ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ಲಿ ವೆಂಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಥ್ರೋ ಡಿಸ್ ಕಾರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಸೇ ಮ್ಯಾಟರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಓ ಫಾರ್ ಅವರ್ ಎಫರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಸಮ್ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಈಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಡ್ರೀಮ್ಸ್. ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ಡ್ರೀಮ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಮಿಸ್ಟೀರಿಯಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್. ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಸ್ಟಡಿ ದಿ ವೇದಾಸ್. ವಿ ಅವರ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಡೂ ರಿಸರ್ಚ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಹಾಚ್ ಮಚ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಓನ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನಿಂಗ್ ಅವರ್ ಓನ್ ಥಿಯರೀಸ್. ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್. ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು.
ஆயம் கருணாலயம் நமாமி பகவத்பாத சங்கரம் லோகசங்கரம் சங்கரம் சங்கராச்சாரியம் கேசவம் பாதராயணம் சுப்ரபாஷ்யகதௌ வந்தே பகவந்தௌ புனப் புனஃ ஈஸ்வரோ குருராத்மேதி முக்திபேத விபாகினே வ்யோமவத் வ்யாப்த தேஹாய தக்ஷிணாமூர்த்தயே.